Menopause marks a significant transition in our lives, bringing with it a host of changes both physically and emotionally. Magnesium plays a major role in supporting hormonal balance and is a crucial component during menopause and is often overlooked. On today's episode, I'll explore the importance of magnesium, signs of deficiency, along with three holistic approaches to naturally increase magnesium. So, friend, if you're ready to discover natural solutions to help you navigate through menopause with vitality and ease, then grab a notebook and pen and let's dive in. Hey friend, welcome to Integrative Medicine for Energy and Health. Are you struggling with low energy, excessive weight, chronic fatigue, imbalanced hormones, or body aches and pains that are robbing you of enjoying life? If you're ready to take the guesswork out of living a healthier life, you're in the right place. Hi, I'm Rikesia. I'm a mom, honorably retired Air Force veteran, award-winning author, social worker, and Christian alternative medicine provider. For years, I tried improving my health through conventional medicine and nothing worked until I finally found a simple strategy that was easy and fun. This podcast will provide you with natural ways to increase energy, lose weight, regulate hormones, and improve your mood. If you're ready to live, look, and feel better, grab your favorite cup of herbal tea and let's jump in. Hey friend, get ready for an extraordinary surprise. In just a few short weeks, brace yourself for an exclusive unveiling of a game-changing women's health program that will leave you thrilled and utterly transformed. Stay tuned for the big reveal that promises to elevate your well-being in ways that you never imagined. There are so many changes that take place in our bodies as we're transitioning through menopause. Things that we may have never dealt with or experienced before. For me, one of those changes was experiencing cramping in my legs, feet, and hands, and I didn't know what was happening. All I knew is that it was painful and that I wanted it to stop. I simply wanted relief. And initially, I thought that it might be dehydration because I had heard that some women going through menopause experience body cramps when they're dehydrated. But I knew that I was drinking enough water, and that certainly couldn't be the case. And so if water wasn't the issue, then what was going on with my body? My body was telling me something, and I didn't know what it was, but I knew that I couldn't ignore what it was speaking to me. So I went to see my doctor. I got blood work completed and found out that I had a magnesium deficiency. And at the time, I was taking a high-quality whole food multivitamin. I was eating clean, but there were changes in my life that I didn't adjust for. For instance, I had increased my activities, which included traveling more. This resulted in longer days. And because of that, my body needed more support. That meant needing more magnesium. And to be honest with you, I didn't really know much about magnesium and the role that it played in my health, especially because I was going through menopause. But through my own health journey, I discovered how vital magnesium is to our health. And so I just want to share a little bit about magnesium to start things off. Well, magnesium is the eighth most abundant element in the earth, and it is essential for biological functions in both plants and animals, and it's crucial in various bodily functions such as our muscle control, nerve function, our blood glucose control, as well as our bone health. And magnesium is involved in over 300 biochemical reactions in the body. That's a lot. So that means that it is vital to a number of bodily functions. And during menopause, hormonal fluctuations can lead to symptoms like hot flashes, mood swings, as well as insomnia. And magnesium aids in hormone regulation, helping to alleviate these symptoms and promoting overall hormonal balance. And some of the causes of low magnesium levels include malnutrition. So if you're not getting the right amount of vitamins within your food, alcoholism is another factor. Also, severe diarrhea can lead to low magnesium levels, as well as high calcium levels. Now, high calcium levels happen in the body for a number of reasons. Some of those causes involve our thyroid glands. If they're overactive or overreactive, they release too much calcium in the bones, which are released into the blood. Also, certain types of cancers can affect the thyroid glands or our kidneys that can also elevate the calcium levels. Some medications can also elevate calcium levels. Also, prolonged bed rest and other certain medical conditions can also contribute to high calcium levels. And so it's important for us to be able to identify magnesium deficiency, especially as we're going through menopause. And if you might think that you are magnesium deficient but are not quite sure, here are some of the signs and symptoms that you may be facing a magnesium deficiency. If you're experiencing muscle cramps like I was, whether that's in your hands, in your feet, in your legs, if you're experiencing chronic fatigue, if you have anxiety, you're feeling anxious all of the time, or even if you have an irregular heartbeat. And recognizing these signs will allow you to obtain some type of intervention so that you can replenish the magnesium levels and alleviate those associated symptoms. And if you feel that you may be deficient, it's important for you to consult with your doctor to get a proper diagnosis as well as treatment. For me, that was getting a blood test done to measure my magnesium levels. And this will help you to assess your overall health. And so after I got that blood work and it showed that my magnesium levels were deficient, there were a couple of things that I did to help naturally increase my magnesium levels that I want to share with you. The first thing that I had to take a look at was my diet. Now, I knew that I was eating a clean diet. For those of you that have been following me, I share that I follow the O blood type diet that was founded by Dr. D'Adamo, which shares that eating foods according to your specific blood type will help to strengthen as well as ward off sicknesses specific to your blood type. And so I knew that I was following that strictly, but I had to incorporate more magnesium-rich foods into my diet, because food is our first line of medicine. It is our first line of defense. And so I had to be intentional in this area. So I had to incorporate more leafy greens like spinach, collard greens, and kale. These are excellent sources of magnesium. I also had to take a look at the nuts and the seeds that I was eating, incorporating things like almonds, cashews, pumpkin seeds, and sunflower seeds, because these are all magnesium rich. I actually added more pumpkin seeds, and I love pumpkin seeds, adding those even to my smoothies, adding them to my salads for that extra crunch, but at the same time, knowing that I'm getting that magnesium in my diet. I also added more legumes such as lentils, chickpeas, whole grains such as quinoa, brown rice, and oats. Every now and then, I would also add an avocado because this is a great source of magnesium. Also, one of my favorites, which is dark chocolate. This is a great magnesium booster. Make sure that if you're eating dark chocolate, that the less sugar that is in the chocolate, or rather the darker the chocolate. So if it's 70%, 80% or more, this is an excellent source of magnesium for you. I also included more fatty fish such as salmon, mackerel, halibut, because not only do these include magnesium, but they also have those omega-3 fatty acids, which are also excellent for health. I also added more bananas into my diet too, because these are potassium rich and also contain magnesium. For those of you that may be fans of tofu, you can include tofu in your diet because this is a versatile source of magnesium, especially for vegetarians and for those who are vegans. And then finally, I had to take a look at dairy. You can include things like milk, yogurt, and cheese because these contain magnesium. Some of my favorites are mozzarella as well as Romano cheese. And so these are some of the things that I had to boost in my diet because they are magnesium rich. So adding more of these throughout the week. Another thing that I did is that I incorporated more Epsom salt baths or foot baths into my weekly treatments. And so when you are soaking your feet or your entire body in a bath containing Epsom salts, this increases the internal levels of magnesium naturally without even taking magnesium supplements. And women have been taking Epsom salt baths for centuries to help heal and ease muscular aches, soreness, stiffness, and even relieve mental stress. And magnesium found within Epsom salts is highly effective because it helps to reduce inflammation. It also aids in relaxation. And when you're soaking in Epsom salts, your body absorbs the magnesium because it is highly soluble. And remembering that our skin is the largest external organ on the body. And so as it's absorbing the magnesium, this is allowing for your body and your mind to receive the full benefits of the magnesium that is found within the Epsom salts. And even if you want to provide an additional boost of health, you can add some therapeutic grade essential oils to the Epsom salts as you are soaking your feet or taking a bath. Now, when you are adding Epsom salt to your bath water, you can add 2 to 3 cups of Epsom salt. You can soak in that bath for about 40 minutes total. And so for the first 20 minutes, what this does is that it gives your body time to remove toxins that are in your system. And then the last 20 minutes, this is going to allow you to absorb the minerals in the water, and it's going to help you to really emerge yourself within that bath, feeling rejuvenated as well as relaxed. And one of the things that you want to remember is that you need to drink water before, during, and after your bath to protect yourself from getting dehydrated as well as increasing detoxification. The third thing that I did is that I began using magnesium soap as well as magnesium body lotion. And one of the products that I really want to recommend to you that is exceptional is from a company called Life Flow. And so Life Flow magnesium lotion is exceptional because it has so many benefits. And so firstly, it's convenient for you to use so that you can replenish magnesium levels within your body. And what that's going to do is, because the magnesium is being absorbed directly into the skin, it's going to help with muscle relaxation, your nerve function, as well as your bone health. And again, the lotion is easily absorbed through your skin. And when you use this regularly, this is going to help alleviate those muscle cramps, any kind of spasms or tension, and really promote relaxation and even improve quality sleep. Now, additionally, magnesium can also help with stress reduction because it's going to help with your overall mental well-being. And the lotion really provides relief for those conditions, even those who may be facing like restless leg syndrome or even fibromyalgia. But overall, that LifeFlow magnesium lotion is a natural source, and it's just an easy and an effective way for you to support your magnesium levels and promote overall health and wellness. LifeFlow, they also have an exceptional soap that you can use as well. And so because magnesium is known for its ability to promote your skin health, it's also going to help to support those biological processes within the body that I mentioned earlier. So not only is it going to help to cleanse your skin, it's going to help to provide nourishment and hydration to that external organ on your body. And it's also going to offer therapeutic benefits such as promoting relaxation, relieving that muscle tension. And when you regularly use magnesium soap, this is going to help your skin to look healthier, but it's also going to improve your magnesium levels within the body naturally. And so these are just some of the areas that I implemented into my life, because as women, we are fearfully and we are wonderfully made. And when we begin to give our body what it needs, it has the amazing ability to heal, repair, recover itself. And so we have a body that was divinely designed by our Creator God. And it requires that it be replenished with elements that are found within the earth, like magnesium. And as I had my blood test done to see where my levels were, having a simple blood test completed is one of the best ways to help determine whether or not you are deficient with magnesium. And when I nourished my body and naturally restored my magnesium levels, the body cramps, the aches, and the pains stopped, which left me feeling great. And so I have found that over the years that it's not just one thing that helps to restore your health, but it's a combination of things. And so I want to challenge you, and I want you to consider taking an Epsom salt bath or a foot bath at least once a week. You can also begin including those magnesium-rich foods into your diet. Even if you just choose one or two things, just make a commitment, make a decision to include them consistently in your diet on a weekly basis. And I also want to encourage you to try one of the skincare magnesium products, whether it be the soap or the lotion. And after you've tried one of these natural solutions, I would love to hear about your results. You can leave me a message via Spotify to let me know how you do with these three simple solutions. If there is a health topic that you would like to hear on the show, you can send me an email or you can click on the Contact Me link in today's show notes. Be sure to like, share, leave a review, or subscribe to the show to receive notifications on all of the latest content. So let's wrap it all up. As you navigate through the changes of menopause, prioritizing your health becomes paramount. Magnesium emerges as a vital nutrient, offering support for hormonal balance, symptom relief, and overall well-being. By recognizing the signs of magnesium deficiency and embracing natural solutions such as dietary adjustments, Epsom salt baths, and magnesium-based skincare products, you can effectively manage menopausal symptoms and embrace this new chapter with vitality and resilience. You can confidently embark on your journey through menopause, knowing that you have the support that you need to thrive. I'll leave you with Genesis chapter 2, verses 7 through 9. Then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. Now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east in Eden, and there he put the man that he had formed. Hey friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend who may want to have more energy and improve their health naturally? Also, I would love it if you could leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It blesses me tremendously to know that this podcast is helping you. Alrighty then, it's time to go make a protein shake and go for a hike. No more days of feeling tired and drained. I'll see you in a few days for another episode. God bless.